Warm on a 1.3. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, and we're talking about so-called healthy mistakes.
Yeah, so, you know, the second thing that I've always seen a lot of interesting confusion surrounding is dairy. And honestly, I'd love to know, you know, what you guys think, because most people, you know, when they hear dairy, you know, they have some particular thoughts. So when I say dairy to you guys, you know, what jumps out to you?
Milk and cheese, and I love them both.
Same.
Right, absolutely. Right?
But I know I shouldn't eat them all the time.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? And let's take it one step further. What is it? Okay, besides the fact that you enjoy them, they taste good, you know, what is it that you're thinking, okay, I'm eating these and they're doing something for my body?
Well, they're filling me up.
Okay,
you know,
good.
Cheese is very filling. And sometimes at night, yeah, if I, you know, instead of a snack, I'll have a glass of milk because it kind of fills me up
before I go
to bed.
Yeah.
And I do, especially when it's nice and cold. Oh. Mm. But I know I should cut back on my dairy. I know I should, okay? But it's, you know, it is what it is.
Well, and if you didn't, or if you did that, if you did cut back, you know, what do a lot of people think? Okay, if I don't get my milk, if I don't get my dairy products, my body's going to become deficient in some things, right?
Calcium.
Stuff like calcium, vitamin D, a lot of people think of too. And so, you know, here's the thing. I'm not here to take your milk away, but the reality is that dairy products are very, very difficult for the body to use. So this is why, you know, this falls into that common trap, you know, things that we see around us that are very, you know, normal, commonplace, they become the accepted standard. When in reality, we have done dairy very differently probably in the last 50, 60 years than, you know, people consumed dairy for the thousands of years before that. So the problem is, dairy needs to be in a more, what I'll call, raw form. It needs to have the naturally occurring, you know, good bacteria, the enzymes that would be there in nature, so to speak. You know, a cheese, for example, is, you know, kind of a fermented form of dairy. It's, you know, it sounds strange, but it's got, you know, a lot of good bacteria growing with it. We've talked about kefir and quality yogurts before and whatnot. And so here's the switch. You can still do dairy and you can do it quite well because all those things that you mentioned, Tony, it fills you up. It's got a good amount of protein. It's got a good amount of inherent fat in it. So those are really wonderful building blocks for the body. But you know, we want the body to be able to use it and we don't want all the negatives because, like I said, when dairy is very processed, when it's in these kind of, I'll call it, dead forms, your body actually struggles to use it. It can't get the nutrients and it can actually cause a lot of inflammation.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a feeling that, like, I like those cheese sticks, you know? I have a feeling they're the worst things for me. But
I can't help you there. Sorry.
He can only do so much.
Exactly, really. You're on your own, son. You're old enough. Figure it out. All right. Well, this Wednesday is with Dr. Matt here on Warm on 1.3.